Wow, welcome to Shauna's Miraculous Podcast. It is April 23rd, 2024. It is so hot. The weather is 15 degrees with a high of 21 and a low of 6. Summer is on its way. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about today or tonight, basically, is death. And I know it sounds really weird because, I'm not sure how many people think about it or have a conclusion about it, or have some sort of either fear feeling, or they're like, I don't care, I'm gonna die. Someone like there's been a lot of people passing away lately, and when I heard that this one person passed away today, I was like, sometimes I wonder if I should have reached out. And I think we all have this feeling where it's like, I should have reached out. I should have said this. I shouldn't have done that. All the shoulds, that come up, right? And today I got the message and it was like, yes, this person passed away. And I was like, huh. I was like, wow, that sucks and that is sad. And the way I looked at it was I knew them when we were little kids. We were like, oh, I don't know, very, very young. However, I remember that time. And no matter what their circumstances was today and up until this time, I still see them as that child. And who they were and who they are. And it's like, I get that we all make our choices. Like, we can choose to be here, we can choose to leave. And I didn't know this person per se. However, it's like, may they rest in peace. And, I hope they're in a better place. Or, I think in regards to entities, if you haven't listened to the podcast with Allison and I highly recommend you listen. We did a podcast probably a couple days ago, and we were talking about talking to the entities. And it's like to judge somebody can be a limitation, and when you judge yourself, it's a complete limitation. However, if you go beyond that and see the person for who they truly are, then you can be grateful for them and not have any judgment for them. It's kind of like when Amy Winehouse died, I was waiting for her to come out with an album. I love that artist, that singer, that lady, whoever she was. All of the music that she made was like so awesome, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is like great." And I like listened to Amy Winehouse. And unfortunately, she passed away. And a lot of people had this point of view of like, oh, she did drugs and oh, she drank alcohol. So, we knew that that was coming. And it's like, well, but is that just a way of coping or is that a judgment? When people are like, yeah, like they died because blah, blah, blah. And then, move forward. And it's like, well, were you actually grateful for the gift that they actually were? And they were to this planet. So it's like looking at people and seeing the gifts that they are and were, regardless of their circumstances, and the gratitude for them stepping foot on this planet. It's like I had a friend, and when she passed away, I was like so upset. But again, a lot of people were like, oh, she drank alcohol, so whatever, kind of like the Amy Winehouse thing, but different person. And I was like, wow, I saw the beauty in this person and I like deep down totally fucking love them. So it's like it's so interesting. Like what if we like didn't judge and what if we like saw the gift that people were? And I think there's like a capacity or a possibility of being different on this planet without having to judge people because if we didn't judge, honestly, I think judgment kills. But if we didn't have to judge so much, and if we could actually acknowledge and be vulnerable, well, the five elements of intimacy, but be vulnerable with each other and ourselves, you know, we might have a different point of view, a different look on life. Like, it's only been 5 minutes and I feel like I've been talking like for an hour. In regards to, like, we have, if we can change our point of view and be vulnerable, then we have the capacity to change the planet and change the people's lives that we come into. You know, and with people passing away, it's not a wrongness. I'm not like, oh, they should have lived, but I'm always surprised. I'm always like, oh, wow. Like, okay, you know, and I think death is so different for people. Like, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people have been choosing to leave this planet and pass away. And I've been like, oh, wow. Like when my brother passed away, like, oh, I was devastated. I was like basically hysterical. And, you know, as like time goes on, it's kind of like, you know, there's times when, you know, like I do shed a tear or, you know, or I'm just like, oh, like it kind of, you know, I think people sometimes don't realize the impact they have on people's lives. And then going forward into the future, it's like that presence and that being that they were affected everybody, and they were such a gift. And like, yeah, death is a very interesting thing. It's like, where do I go with this conversation? Because there's so many examples of like, you know, people passing away or like different points of views. And when I look at this, it's like, okay, well, it can be a choice. And the entities might not necessarily know that it's a choice. Like when someone like, you know, chooses to pass away, it's like, are they choosing this to go on to something better? Were they not conscious or aware enough to know that they could, you know, that it is a choice, like, you know, all these different things. And it's like, you know, looking at it from a different point of view and perspective, if we choose to go forward and become more conscious, then we can continuously choose differently. But if we're kind of stuck in these choices of like, oh, this is the way it has to be, and I can only do this, and I can only do this, then it's like you're in that Mobius strip of a continual Groundhog Day of choosing that same thing over and over and over again, even after you die. I know this probably doesn't sound like super exciting, but it's like, you know, but the greatness of these tools of Access Consciousness is to like create you as more conscious so that you can choose something different and choose something greater. And step forward and keeping like, okay, now what would I like to choose? Now what would I like to choose? Oh, this didn't work out. Okay, cool. What else? Instead of, you know, being stuck. Like I've had so many people, you know, get angry, reprimand me, or like things didn't work out, or it's like all these different things happen. And it's like, instead of getting stuck in that like one moment where someone like lost their mind and like flipped out and like totally got angry, it's like, what if that wasn't significant? What if you had more power than you give yourself up to and you could choose something else? I didn't think this conversation would go this way, but it's like, you know, coming down to choice and like choosing something greater. I saw like, so many people have been passing away. And I get the point of view of, oh yeah, they were a drug addict and they were an alcoholic. So yeah, they died. And it's like, well, you know, I was downtown Vancouver in the downtown east side, and someone, like a family member who is now deceased, a different person who is now passed away, came up to me. Like, so I think I was dressed in like a suit, and I had my hair done, and I was downtown on the east side, downtown Vancouver, Hastings Street. What place was that? The International Mall or Tinseltown. It was called Tinseltown. Now it's called like International something. And I went to the 7-Eleven, and I was like, I need to get some gum. I need my breath to smell fresh. So I was like wearing my best clothes, grabbing a pack of gum, and I'm standing in line, and this like kind of long lost relative comes up to me, and he's like looking at me, and I think he was in a rough spot from the information that I've had. And he was like, how did you do it? And I looked at him and I was like, oh, what do you mean? He's like, how did you do it? And I was like, well, and I knew what he was talking about. And if you don't know, then, well, basically what I said to him was, oh, I don't know. I kept working. Like, I've just continued to work my whole life. If anyone else were to ask me this, I just keep working. And he was like, oh, okay. And then it was funny. I think he invited me to like a hotel or something. And I was like, no, I'm good. You know, it's like, I'm going to keep going on with my night. I'm not going to join you in a hotel downtown on the east side, like downtown East Vancouver. I'm like, no, I'm good. And he did pass away. I can't remember, like heart failure or something. I don't know. I can't remember. And like, I guess, I heard it through the grapevine that like he had been, you know, people were tying him up in hotel rooms and leaving him there for like days on end. And he was like tortured and stuff downtown Vancouver, and like getting into all these like drugs and stuff and like all these really weird scenarios. And so that's that. And like, you know, so I guess I'm telling these stories of these people that I used to know. And it's like very interesting because like, you know, a lot of people might ask the question or and look and be like, well, how did you do it? Like, how are you not a drug addict, or how are you not dead? Or like, you know, and it's like, well, I choose my vices. I'm not perfect. You know, and I have this friend of mine, and she's the most people in my life are fucking beautiful. And I have this beautiful friend of mine, and she's so amazing. And I was having a couple of drinks, and we're hanging out, and she says, she's like, well, you know, I could die tomorrow. And I got so emotional. And I was like, don't die. I was like, ugh. And I almost like started crying, and I got all dramatic and emotional. And it was really funny because she was like, oh my God, like she probably said it in a sarcastic way and was joking, but I took it literal. And she was like, stop crying. I was like, okay. And then I snapped out of it and we went on with our night. But it's like, and I think you never know. Okay. So if you're willing to know what people are going to choose, then you know what people are going to choose. Right. And if you have this thing of like, well, you never know, you could die at any time, then that's a possibility as well. Right. So it's like, you know, and I think that's still maybe up in the air and in the world of, you know, between this person and not even I, but in this person's world of like, yeah, you never know, we could die at any moment. And I look at that too. Like sometimes I look at my day and I look up at the sky and I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful to be alive. But it's also like, you know, you never know when you're going to die. I mean, if I were to, it's so funny, like the whole choice thing. It's like, if I were to be like, I'm going to die when I'm 100. And then it's like, but deep down, what is that like knowing, or what is the conclusion, or what is the assumption, and what is the expiry date that we've chosen, where it's like, I'm like, so I, if I say, oh, I'm going to die at the age of 100, but deep down I'm like, oh no, I think I'm going to die like at the age of 60. Or what if you could go beyond? So here's the thing. I've brought this up a couple of times and I'm not even sure what the conversation was. Maybe I should listen to the conversation again. But when I've looked at this, the conversation was like, you know, I could, you know, statistically, you know, sometimes people die at the age of 60. And I was like, have I bought that? Have I bought that point of view that I could die at the age of 60? And it's like, okay, am I willing to live longer than that? You know, I'm almost coming up to 40. You know, am I willing to live longer than the statistics of what I've read in a book that's completely erroneous? You know, like, do we get, as adults, do we get tied down and bogged down with these points of views, right? You know, I've worked with many Indigenous youth and they've passed away. I've gone to school with many Indigenous people. And it was really interesting because, like, you know, my best friend would call me up and be like, yeah, these people passed away. And, you know, it's so weird. Like, sometimes if, like, the closest person to me passes away, like, I'm like, okay, I understand. I'm relaxed and I know. But then if these, like, random people die, I'm, like, bawling my eyes out and going hysterical. And I'm like, oh, my God, they died. And I'm like, I didn't even know who they were. But it's weird. Death can be kind of weird. I mean, you know, it's like, and it's funny because, like, the whole death thing, I think there's an honoring in acknowledging the gift that people are, and an honoring in acknowledging the being and the contribution and seeing past the definitions and judgments that can really change lives. So, like, for example, it's always the should, but, you know, I should stop saying I should have done this. But it's like, what if we were following what we knew and going beyond the limitations of other people's points of views, imposed limitations, like all these impositions? You know, what if we were able to, like, get real and relax and reach out to who we wanted to, connect with who we wanted to, be us, and not be made wrong for it? I sense that there's, like, so much wrongness or, like, judgment or, like, limitation, and it's fucking insane sometimes, you know. And the whole death thing, it's like, I get it. It's a choice. And, like, so how much more can we honor the ancestors, and, like, how much more can we facilitate the entities and, like, you know, create more consciousness on this planet with people with bodies and then people who have passed away and, like, have those conversations? Because, you know, if entities have passed away and they were high or they were on drugs or all these different things, it's like, I'm not sure, like, can you break through to somebody who's been choosing, you know, the heaviness of, like, alcoholism or drugs or unconsciousness? Or do we reach to these higher beings, you know, and ask for the lightness to, you know, come to us and instill our lives and our bodies and this planet? And as we do that, maybe that can create more awareness for everybody else and shed some light on for, you know, the people who may be lost or the people who may be searching and, like, you know, looking for something different or looking for consciousness, but they don't know how to get it, you know. Okay, so I hope this has made sense. I've kind of, like, gone off, and sometimes I don't realize if I'm making sense or not, but, you know, like, what I would really, really love to do is continuously go beyond these harsh judgments and limitations and, like, go and focus on the lighter things of life. As soon as I say the lighter things of life, it's like everything lightens up. So it's really the strength to choose lighter and greater. And that takes some balls. you know, to just be like, you know what, I'm choosing this no matter what. And you can stay within your judgments, but I'm going to go forward. And I'm going to keep going forward and keep choosing and keep choosing and keep choosing, regardless of if you decide to stay in judgment or not. It's so funny how sometimes people were like, I'm going to choose judgment and I have the right to be judgmental. And it's like, okay, how many people believe that it's a right to be judgmental? That's fucked up. And I can't change anybody's point of view. However, I sense as I learn to speak to the entities and facilitate entities and clear them and like reach for greater and strive for more and, you know, ask for help and reach out and like talk to people who are great. Greater, it's funny because like when people are like, oh, don't make this person greater than you. I'm like, motherfucker, this person is greater than me. This person's fucking great. You know, I'm willing to constantly reach for, you know, and change and, you know, and practice like something completely different. And what would it take to choose something completely uncomfortable and greater than I could ever imagine, but have it be completely easy no matter what? And to keep going forward. All right. I'm going to go, guys. I hope you have a good night. And I'm not sure if this made sense. I'm going to pour out typically I'd pour out a drink on the earth for my homies. I'm not sure if the sink is the same. But, you know, it's like no matter who you are, no matter where you are on this planet, you know, wow, you are so valued no matter where you are. And there's no wrongness. And the possibility to keep choosing is there and to keep getting greater is just a question. What would it take for me to show up? What would it take for more of me to show up? What would it take for me to be greater than I was yesterday? All right. I will talk to you guys another day. Maybe tomorrow.